Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, Rotatoes. It's me, Jasper William Cartwright, to say hello, and I hope that you're enjoying Arc 3 of the Rotating Heroes podcast. If you want to hear more of Freya Black and Victoria Longwell, then you can do over on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/rotatingheroespod. That's where you'll get access to all of the current arcs that are out right now, which is up until Arc 8. And you'll also get the exclusive Arc Barks as well. We also want to let you know about two quick things, which is that me and Zach over on the Patreon actually did a live stream last night where we played some Baldur's Gate 3. It was Zach's first time ever playing Baldur's Gate 3, and it was an absolute blast. So if you want to check out more stuff like that, then you can do on our Patreon. And then also, we do these things called monthly updates over on our Patreon, which is where we fill you in on everything Rotating Heroes. It's me and Zach just sort of hanging out and talking about what's going on. And as a part of that, that is actually a public thing for you to listen to over on the Patreon, so you don't even have to be a paid member to listen to that. But what that'll also get you is the shout-outs. This is where people who share the show get a shout-out, and we talk about them and shower them with praise and tell them thank you so much for doing so. And so if you want to get a shout-out on the show or whatever, then head over to the Patreon. You can get all the details about how to message us and tell us that you've shared the show. Tell us some way that you have imparted the wisdom of listening to Rotating Heroes on someone else, and we'll shout you out and say thank you so much for doing so. So please carry on doing that. Please carry on listening to the show. I hope that you're enjoying it. Let's get on with Arc 3, Episode 5, Part 1. Take it away, Pest Zach.
Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes podcast. I am joined, as always, so far for the fifth time, by the Rotators of the third arc. Hello, everyone. Going left, you know, what is it? Not left to right because it's a square. Let's say counterclockwise. Yeah, that's the word. Going counterclockwise on my screen, we have the unforgettable Freya, a.k.a. Victoria Longwell. Victoria, as everyone wants to know, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I turned 33 yesterday.
Wow. Big one. I mean, like, welcome to the club, I should say.
Oh, thank you.
A big one.
A true milestone birthday.
Truly had nothing to say about the year other than big.
It's the oldest one.
So far it is.
You know what looks almost like it? Big, because the B looks like threes. So big. It makes sense. How do you feel? Do you feel like you've gained any wisdom?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel good. Cool. I feel great. I feel glad to be alive, you know?
Yeah, me too. I feel like the quarantine birthdays just feel like they don't count.
They feel, yeah. Although I got to say, I had a lot. I got to see all of you.
It's a nice timing, I think, or it's like getting to be good timing.
Agreed.
Well, happy birthday from all of us here.
Thank you so much.
And speaking of happy birthdays, I believe he has a birthday this summer. Is that right? We have the Loxodon Druid, Jacob Wysocki.
What up? Yeah, I'm a Gemini, baby.
Ooh, I'm a Gemini, baby. Jacob, are you excited about your birthday this summer? Or do you think you're going to go nuts?
I might get a normal one.
Yeah.
It looks like we're on track to get...
You're fully vaxxed at this point.
I'm fully vaxxed. It seems like we're moving into what is, I fully understand and comprehend as yellow tier. And no question, you know, I can answer any questions, but please no questions at this time. And I do fully understand it. I think we might get a normal one.
I guess I can't really ask any questions.
Thank you very much for respecting that. No more questions at this time. Thank you.
I'm going to ask you questions during this session.
Absolutely.
Ask
I could take a few more. I've got time for a few more. Thank you.
Okay, cool. In the session?
Anytime.
Okay. Well, moving on from that, what I assume is the furthest away birthday-wise.
Yeah.
It is.
Putting that to bed forever.
And what I assume is, again, the best intro he's ever gotten, we have Rufus Cutler, a.k.a. Devin Field. Devin, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm vaxxed and I'm sagged. That's right. I'm a Sagittarius, baby. And that means it's a December birthday for your boy. Okay?
Yeah.
Long ways away.
We're a long ways away. You got the Christmas, December birthday situation where you just get that month is present heavy.
And let me tell you something. First of all, I will not reveal to listeners the date of my birth lest they try to steal my identity. Okay?
Is it December 1st?
No, but suffice it to say, it's within the first week of December. Now they just have to guess 1 through 7, and they'll unlock.
Is it the 2nd?
No, and so as a result, I would always get the birthday presents and then the Christmas presents. So
a big enough gap.
Big enough gap.
Incredible.
And my mom, I think, was sensitive about that. So she would be like she wouldn't decorate for Christmas until after I'd gotten after I'd had my birthday and stuff. So
that's very sweet. And
who knows what my birthday will look like this year. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe we'll be dealing with COVID-20 at that point.
Gosh.
Devin?
Fingers crossed.
Keep your eye on these variants, listeners, you know?
We're going to be somewhere surrounded by 200, 220 people sucking back whippets on your birthday, Devin.
Yes,
don't you
dude,
worry,
yes.
baby.
Those are the two options. Either re-entering sort of a harrowing lockdown that will never emerge from, or Ibiza, you know?
I could not imagine me and you, just me.
In Ibiza? Just raving hard?
Just like slightly unable, either of us, to really pull the trigger.
On any
just
aspect
like
of it.
Awkwardly in a corner at like a crazy rave in Ibiza.
It's sort of like, I wish we'd gone anywhere else in Europe. This was a mistake.
You're drinking those like aluminum Bud Light cans.
Yes.
That, like,
Bud Light
Platinum. Well, they've got the swirl for better drinkability.
Yeah. It's so cold.
A nightmare.
Well, let's escape that nightmare.
Let's escape.
With a little recap, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Last time on the Rotating Heroes pod, our rotators continued their adventure to save the forces of Fort Cutler from certain bug-laden doom. They started the session by crossing the quote-unquote Cutler Bridge, leaping from post to post across the dangerous waters and avoiding monstrous crocodiles in a team-building exercise from hell. Upon reaching the opposite shores, they discovered something completely surprising to them. Human footprints. Not being aware of any humanoid population still living in the forest, this was a rather large discovery. They tracked this along their trail for a few hours, getting to know each other a little better and hearing an absolutely beautiful poem from Grib, before finally finding some unsavory scavengers painted in dark red colors, drinking and planning to sell a poor gnome who was tied up at their feet. Our heroes surprise attack this crew, almost decapitating their leader before Freya finally stabbed him in the gut, getting that much sought after dark blood. And eventually, Grib and Rufus entangled slash hogtied the last of the scavengers. With Grib's entanglement and Rufus's hogtying skills, they subdued the last of the scavengers. But upon untying the poor tied up gnome, he took his opportunity to execute his former captor before cheerfully introducing himself as Cribbage. And that's where we are today. So, you guys are still at the site of this bandit camp where you killed these three guys, or two guys, and then Cribbage killed the third one. Cribbage is there, and as you see, he is a sort of just harmless-looking gnome in a little tunic that's, like, kind of threadbare. It's kind of patched together with, like, a little rabbit fur. He's got, like, really dirty-looking, like, dirty blonde hair. But yeah, it looks like an adult that is a gnome rather than a child, as it previous looked like before the fight. He looks around, smiling. What are you guys doing?
Well, I think I'm wiping the blood from this man's throat off my face. I'm going to go ahead and say that Cribbage slit this guy's artery wide open in a way that it just got gushed right in my face.
Yeah, Rufus is just fully red.
I'm going, oh my God, it's in my mouth. Good Lord.
Yeah, I really got him. Cribbage like looks around for like a little, he like rips off a little cloth of that man, just like a too small piece of linen, and hands it to you.
Why are you giving this to me? Why did you do any of this? I was trying to get information out of that man.
Wipe the blood off your face. I know, I didn't want to hear him talk anymore.
That's not reason enough to kill someone.
Oh, I didn't want to hear him talk anymore because he was going to eat me.
What?
He said he was thinking of eating me.
When? When did he say this?
When I was tied up around the ground.
I think we even heard them say, joking about that. I'm so sorry you were in that position.
Yeah, I don't want to be eaten.
Of course.
Did they eat any of your friends?
No, I don't know where any of my friends are.
He looks kind of sad. They're like, yeah, roll insight checks if you want.
9, 11, 12.
Yeah, it's hard to get a full read on this guy. He it's definitely not someone from further east, is probably what it feels like. This guy feels pretty wild. Right now, like, his tunic does look kind of like someone who is like a tailor or something made it, but the fur and the way he looks, it feels like that's like a pretty old garment that he's had for a while.
Does he have any weapons on him, or like obvious like spell reagents or anything?
He just has a little knife that he picked up.
Yeah.
But outside of that,
that wasn't his knife though, right? He had picked it up. I guess it doesn't matter.
He did not. I think it could have. Like, you don't know if it was his knife prior to that. It's certainly for him now.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, again, my name is Cribbage. I'm, you know, I'm not from around here. I fell through a portal. And
you fell through a portal?
I'd like to hear what that is about.
Me too.
What?
I feel. I don't know what happened. I fell through a portal. And I've been over here for quite some, maybe years, and I'm just been running around looking for my friends. I can't find them.
Right, Cribbage. Okay, well, it seems like there's honestly a lot of data missing. And I didn't want to be rude, yes. But it seemed like this whole portal thing. So maybe we should just start from the very beginning, mm-hmm. and sort of do a Q&A. I'm Grib. I'm a Loxodon.
What's a Loxodon?
Oh, it's what I am. It's just what you'd call what I am.
It's going to take a long
time. Okay.
Right. These are my friends who are also traveling through the forest.
I'm Freya.
And you're a Loxodon?
No, I'm a paladin.
Okay.
What's a paladin? Elven paladin.
What's an elven paladin?
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter.
What I am.
I'm a human. My name is Rufus. That's it.
Okay.
Don't sell yourself short, Rufus. There's more to you than that.
No, okay. That wasn't what I... Look, okay. We're starting from the beginning, yes? Where were you before you were in a portal?
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I was in my village. I was hanging out with my friends, and they dared me to jump over this jump, and I jumped it, and then I didn't make it. And then when I fell down the hole, there was a portal in there, and I ended up in this place that's different. And I have not seen them since.
And who, do you mind describing your friends?
Oh, yeah, they're like pretty cool. They're like me. We would do cool tricks all the time.
It's going to be tough to get a certain level of detail out of this guy.
Yeah.
Where you come from, Cribbage, is everybody like you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, some of them are like, kind of like roll their eyes like you guys do at me.
We're not.
No,
we're
who's
just
doing that?
We're just trying
who
to
rolled
understand.
Their eyes?
Over here just like. Sorry, what?
I said we're just trying to understand.
Yeah, trying to hush me. I appreciate you saving my
you
life.
I'm trying to hush you.
Hush me.
Oh, I'm trying to hush you, like hush your vibe.
My vibe is getting hushed over here.
Look, I'm pretty chill, man.
Yeah, Cribbage. No
like
one's trying to hush
guy,
your mellow, my guy. No
Rufus, you're a little chill. Harsh.
Hey.
If you're chill, you don't say that.
So, I'm sorry, forgive me if I think maybe the vibe should be changed when I just watched this Cribbage person murder someone, all right? And I know we killed the other people, but to see the cold-blooded killing
people,
I just saw.
I killed one. What's the difference?
He's kind of got you there, Rufus.
Look, how did you... So you said you were here for years? How have you just been... You've just been running around in this forest for years?
Yeah, I'm a lot smaller than all these guys, and I come up and I steal things from them if they leave it out, but they're also bad dudes, so it's okay.
Can I just ask a quick clarification question?
Yes.
Were you playing a board game?
I don't know. What do you...
What do you mean? The,
were you playing a board game? Like, were you playing a board game where at first things came out of the board game depending upon the role, and then at some point things got so heightened that...
You think I was in Jumanji?
Well, we don't know what Jumanji is, but do you have
a
game called Jumanji?
Great game, but no, I was not playing Jumanji. I like Jumanji, but so it's like...
Grib doesn't know what that word means.
Cribbage once again looks at this like dead guy on the ground, and he's like, well, we're in their territory now, so these guys are bad news. They are big and powerful, and they got tons of members, and they're obsessed with digging up old stuff.
Yeah, so tell me about these men, because as far as I know, there had never been humans this far into the forest.
I think Rufus would know that there were people a long time ago, but, like, it's just all contact has been lost. So, like, yeah, y'all have not seen people since you were a child. Maybe.
Okay, let me take that line again. Let me do a different version of that then. Tell me everything you know about these men who kidnapped you, because from my understanding, it's rare that humans would be this far out in the forest. I don't know that there have been humans out here for a very long time.
I think they're called the Red Rust Gang. And
the Red Rust Gang.
They like to dig up stuff on the ground.
What kind of stuff?
Like metal stuff. They like...
old artifacts, perhaps? Or
sorry, what?
Old artifacts, perhaps?
Yeah, it's like big and old and... I don't know much about it. I try to steer clear of them, but they are very mean and they attack everyone. Sometimes there's other people around here that they kill.
Who are they led by, do you know?
There's this big bald guy. It's like a big, big one.
Big bald guy.
He's a big one.
He's a big one. He's the biggest one I've ever seen. And then there's kind of a mean, smaller one.
Is he bigger than me?
How tall is Grib again?
Oh, man. I don't remember the canon. I think I said 7'9".
7'9"?
Wow. You are tall.
That is insanely tall.
So just for scale, you're like decently taller than Yao Ming, right? Wasn't he like... Let me just check.
I just don't want to go against canon. I really do have a pretty strong memory of being like, he's
hey
so
man,
strong.
You can just be shorter. Yeah. It's probably fine.
Yeah, Yao Ming was 7'5".
Nah, dude. I mean, he's a giant elephant guy. I think, like,
of course.
Luxodons,
true.
I think they
true.
Start at, like, 7 feet.
That's awesome.
They start? They're born at 7 feet?
So Rufus is breaking
you know
his
what
neck
I mean.
Looking up at Grib's head this whole time.
I mean, Grib's huge. He's the biggest thing you've ever seen. He's muscle. He's yeah. muscle and
he's
height.
Like, maybe he's smaller than him, but I don't know. I'm much smaller, so it's hard for me to say.
So there's a big bald guy and then a smaller mean guy, you said? That's the breakdown? That's as much detail as we're getting from you?
But
Rufus?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know their power structure. Unchill guy?
Don't call me that. I don't care for that as sticking Captain with me
Unchill?
As a name.
Captain Unchill over
no.
here?
No. See, and that's odd that you would know Captain, but then you would refuse to learn my name.
I don't know if they go by Captain. Wait, what's your name? Rufus?
Rufus.
More like more fuss.
What the okay.
Like more like no fuss, no muss kind of fuss?
Yeah, he's a fuss.
He's a fuss.
I'm going to call him fuss.
All right, somebody else talk to this guy.
Kick his ass.
Wait, hold on. What? Who do you want to... you want one of us to kick his ass?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but if you want to...
I would love so to see you try.
Okay.
I would love to try. No, this okay. is, we're getting rowdy. We're getting too pent up.
Nobody needs to kick anybody's ass. Let's all try and be the light in the world, okay? Cribbage, what can
what are you
tell-
guys doing?
Hmm?
What are you guys doing?
We are on an expedition into the forest, hopefully to find some signs of a party that was sent out from Fort Cutler, led by my father and brother, who have gone missing. And these are my two loyal companions who work tirelessly in service to me. What's that?
Nothing, Rufus. Captain Unchill.
Okay. You didn't even say that quieter than the other part.
It's catching on. It's catching on like wildfire.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I guess, would you guys tell Cribbage about just the going on?
Yeah.
And like what y'all are dealing with?
Yes. Cribbage, we will be pressing forward, and we appreciate the information you've given us so we can be more cautious, but if you are tired of traveling alone, I'm sure you could continue to forge through the forest with us. Perhaps having somebody who's slightly familiar might be beneficial.
Hang on a second. Cribbage, if you don't mind, I'd like to have a quick little huddle with my team for a second, please. Hey, Grib? Maybe we don't make an executive decision without checking in with the leader, a.k.a. me, as to whether or not we want to have a little dwarf guy or a little gnome guy. Rufus. Sorry, I don't know all the different types.
Rufus,
you can't
Rufus.
Say anything anymore, you know what I mean?
Rufus.
I don't know what you mean. And quite frankly, this your tone and what everything you've said has made me really unlike you.
Look, this what is, I'm... what I. And did the fact that Cribbage slit someone's throat so brutally make you unlike him? I just think we need to consider whether or not this person is going to murder us in our sleep.
This person
yeah,
was
this guy might murder us.
Is that Zwom weighing in on this?
Yes, that's Zwom.
Yeah, he might murder us.
Zwom gets an opinion.
But I can't die, but I mean...
But, see, Zwom...
I understand your concerns, but as somebody who is a prisoner, I can understand the anger... that is caused when you are bound against your will, Rufus. So stop being a fucking buzzkill, man.
Grib, I swear, I thought we were in a new, better place, and this is tough to hear you
speak to
me.
Well, you threw some heat at me, and I want to be your buddy. I want to be your pal.
Freya, what do you think?
I think that I'm on day 5 of my period.
Oh, my gosh.
The day when I have easily the least patience, okay? And I don't like this side of me, and I don't want to show it to you.
Okay.
But I almost certainly have no choice in the matter. I like Cribbage. I understand why he killed the man. You would have done the same, Rufus.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And I do think it could be helpful to have someone with familiarity of the forest.
What if there was a way to test if he had, I don't know, maybe a sort of moral grounds or a sort of emotional button? I don't know. I could read him a really sad poem and see if it affects him.
So hold on. Your plan to see if this person is worth joining our party is to read them a sad poem, see if they have some feelings of empathy, and then let them into the party? This doesn't seem like a good test.
Well, what's your plan to make sure that he's not a monstrous, terrible, terrible man? He's just a lost friend. If you don't want to hear a poem, you could just say that you don't want to hear a
fine,
poem.
Read him a poem.
That's fine.
Cribbage is over there, like, just digging through the pockets of these dead guys.
That sucks. Not good. None of these.
Cribbage.
Hmm? Yeah?
We have to test your emotional intelligence.
What?
I would like you to listen to something, and I would like you to listen to it nice. Nice and slow.
I listen slow?
Yes.
Okay.
Grib pulls out that same book. He doesn't show the cover of the book. He pulls out another piece of paper. This is a poem called Bailey. There was a lonely man who sat in an aged rickety chair, even though he had a newer one right next to him, simply because it reminded him of what he once had. He contemplates and stares at nothing more than the blackened screen door painted by toxins of his nicotine habit, remembering a promise once made to never become the type of man he is.
Wow, man, that's so sweet.
He can join the club. He's in.
That's it. You didn't even... All he said was that's... He either said sad or sick. I couldn't tell.
That's sad. It's sad.
It's sad. Good enough for me. Validating enough for me.
Wait, in your explanation of where you are going, I think Cribbage would understand a little bit about where you are in the forest currently and say, so you're going north now?
Yes, I believe so.
And so, okay, if you're trying to get to those mountains, you have to go through their territory, and they have a bit of a... There's like a mountain that they have blocked the center of, but you have to go through that to get that way.
We have to go through the mountain?
We have to... There's... Cribbage goes on to explain. There's two options. There's these two hills that you can kind of go around, but it takes a couple of days, so that's kind of slow. Or you can go straight through it where they're currently digging out something.
And when you say they... You mean these men?
These guys, the bad guys.
The bad guys.
You can go through there, but it's a little sketchy. I've done it a couple of times. I could show you how to do it, but I don't know.
So essentially, to go forward, we would have to go through the excavation site that this Red Rustic gang has dug out in their search for artifacts of some kind?
Yeah, I think they called it the Crick site.
Hard to tell
crack
what you said.
Site?
The crick or the
yeah,
crack?
Yeah, the crick site. I think I heard them say the crick site.
I'll just never know. I'll just never know exactly what word he's saying about half the time.
It's a crick.
Yeah. I'll go crack, but...
yeah. I think it's still a crack site.
Okay. Well...
I think you just have to pick one. You just have to pick one, and you have to be okay with being wrong.
And I don't know.
Crack site. Yeah, he's got it right.
It seems to me
if
like...
If one more person says crack, I'm going to lose my mind, Freya. Okay? And I hate to be this way. I hate it.
Freya, let go of my lapel.
Cribbage hops onto Grib's shoulder and says, they always like these men?
Honestly, it's a little turned up more than usual. I'll be honest. This is like, we're cranking in at like a hot 8, but usually we're at like a calm thick.
Freya, put me down. You're lifting me off the ground.
Rufus! I have no choice!
Freya's just twirling Rufus over. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How are you this strong?
cool. So, Cribbage is like, I can show you guys the way, but yeah, up to you. In any case, I owe you for saving my life. I'm sorry if I came in hot. And I will work forward. I'll work to make this relationship work better.
Okay.
That's more than enough.
Really lovely.
Very empathetic. But if you cross us...
Because the truth is I would be dead.
I'm keeping my eye on you. You understand, Cribbage?
Okay. Captain Unchill.
You should just accept it. If you accept the nickname and you lean into the roast, it won't be as effective.
I don't want to own... My name is Rufus Cutler, okay? And there's nothing unchill about me. I'm actually a very fun person. I think you'll find when I'm not in an emergency situation, I can be very, very laid back.
What's your favorite game?
My favorite game? Punch.
What's punch?
Punch is a game that my brother used to play with me where he would look for me. This is so funny. This is so fun. He would look for me in the fort. I would be hiding. And he would find me and he would punch me as many times as he possibly could.
And I'll play punch.
You want to play punch?
I'd play punch with you right now.
The two of you should play punch.
No, I think we should probably get going to the crick crack.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should probably head that way.
I mean, I'd love
way.
To see you play punch. That's the saddest game I've ever heard of. But
no, it was a totally mutually fun game. Both parties had a really good time, and the rules were agreed upon. You know what I mean? It was very empowering, actually.
Hmm. It's starting to get, like, later in the day. It's still the same day as you know, you're crossing and stuff. After your terrifying night. But Cribbage points out, like, yeah, it's going to be much easier to do it at night. If we don't go sooner than later, we're going to have to wait an entire day. Might be bed. And I guess you guys start heading on. Right?
Lead the way, Cribbage. And as we go, I'll continue explaining the rules of punch.
You guys follow Cribbage through the woods. He's moving fast. You see this little quiet nimble gnome like dive through branches and trees without even considering his footing. You think you guys would probably lose him, honestly, if he didn't occasionally pop out of nowhere from a place that you were looking at, like the opposite direction of, and be like, over here, and then keep going, and then like this way and down here, and just like kind of just like popping out like a little Keebler,
like a Mortal Kombat sprite.
Yeah.
Sure,
I'm
yeah.
struggling to remember a Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, the famous
Whoopsie!
Sprites from the
Whoopsie! Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, in D&D lore, when they talk about the sprites, they're thinking of the Whoopsie.
What would you call it? What is a better way to describe the Mortal Kombat guys? They're sprites. They're little. They are a sprite.
Huh.
Aren't they?
No, I think it could be a sprite. I just... It's like a cardboard cutout almost.
I took all the fun out of the podcast because I had to talk about Mortal Kombat.
Devin, is your birthday December 3rd?
No!
Okay. So yeah, you guys get to an area of the forest where you start to hear louder and louder noises where people aren't actually trying to be quiet, which has been the case with so many other parts of the forest with like animals and things. But peeking through these trees, you see a bit of a clearing. To what Cribbage was trying to describe, you see there's an abrupt fissure right down the middle that would be a path if it weren't blocked by what you see in front of you, sort of this makeshift looking base. You can't see much beyond the outer wall that's made of like cobbled together materials. It's a lot of like cut down trees and some pieces of like rusted metal blocking what you can see within it, but Cribbage hides with you guys in that area, and you guys all see it in front of you. There are two guards out front, kind of like the guys that you saw earlier, but you sense that... Everybody make a perception check, if you would, actually.
5.
Everyone else?
22.
23.
Wow. Whoa, Rufus sorry. Just missed this one. He was looking elsewhere.
Yeah, Rufus, you're just staring at the back of Cribbage's
yeah,
head.
Yeah, I'm like kind of just staring daggers into the back of Cribbage's head going, this fucking little twerp, I swear, I'm going to kick his ass someday.
Cribbage fills your eyes on him, turns at you and looks.
I kind of pretend I was looking at the ground somewhere else like, huh? What kind of soil is this?
Don't
are
eat
you eating
dirt?
Dirt?
just checking.
Yeah, I mean, 22 and 23 is pretty high. Yeah, it looks like a full enemy base, and you see these guards outside that look kind of like the guys you guys fought earlier today. That real quick, also, we can say you guys took a short rest. I don't know where you guys are at on health wise.
Yeah, let me do that, baby.
So you guys took your short rest. You're back up to full.
health. I mean, you're probably missing some spells and things or other resources, but I think Rufus also gets on a short rest his action surge back, right?
Yes.
Cool. So, yeah, the guards here on the 22 and 23, you notice that they are a little more sturdy looking in terms of armor. Like, they also maybe don't look like tougher, but they are more armored, I should say. They have like a scrap metal shield and like a big, they both have big spears. So it looks a little Mad Max feeling, like a little post-apocalyptic. Mm-hmm. Going forward, and on the 22 and 23, I'll tell you the options you see before you. So there's the guards up front. There's two of them. You see like a third guy patrolling behind them that comes every so often. So yeah, Lucky is also great. So these are the options you see in front of you. There's the actual front gate. There's a little pipe to the left that seems too small for all of you guys to go through. Maybe Cribbage could fit through that. And then on the right side of the gate, there's like a little bit of a gap in the fence where it seems like when the wind blows, you see it kind of clanging, like you could pull that up and sneak through. And it's far enough to the right that it would be away from where the guards can see, depending on some stealth rolls, et cetera.
Sure.
And Freya, don't forget that you currently have heavy armor on, which makes you roll with disadvantage on stealth.
Okay.
So, yeah, what are you guys thinking?
It's very clear that if these guys were to spot us, they would signify to the entire troop that we're here, right?
They'd raise the alarm.
Essentially, right? That's just like...
That's essentially what is, like, it seems like that's their entire job.
Right. Great.
And, like, they're guarding the gate.
And just, like, how far is the camp? Like would the people be there immediately if they were hollered at? Like, what's the gap of time?
It looks like there may be... you can't really see into it too much.
Got it.
I mean, you're looking through that gap. 22 and 23 is pretty high. It seems like stuff's not too far away from
cool.
them. It's not, like, okay. a long distance.
We don't want to raise this alarm, it seems.
No. Uh-huh. Well, we could try to pass without trace again. That would up our stealth rolls, be that plus 10 to the stealth rolls, and try the fence route. And I mean, maybe I don't know if there's anything to like splitting up.
Well, I'd like to ask Cribbage about this little pipe he could go through, and maybe this entrance in general, just to know what the option is.
Cribbage looks at that and he's like, through that, there's like, I think where they sleep and stuff. And so I think the right side might be better for this particular group. And points. It seems like he's like, it's not going to work with this crew, possibly. And because he has been through here before and he's like,
So Cribbage, do you think we should shift to the right as opposed to sending you ahead and you doing something?
I mean, Cribbage thinks about this for a second. He's like, I don't know that it's going to be better if we're separate. Probably just means we can't help each other.
I agree. I want to keep my eye on you, Cribbage.
Yeah.
Okay, Min.
I agree that the last time we were separated, things were much harder. I'm in favor of staying together.
Agreed.
I will cast Pass Without Trace.
Yes.
And just, this is, I guess it doesn't matter. I'm running low on spell slots.
Okay, but this seems like a good time to use one, huh?
Yeah, I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Especially
I mean,
with that heavy armor.
For objective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. It's just such a good advantage. So, yeah. So, Grib places his hand down into the ground and emits a green orb around the group that, as soon as the orb touches the ground, it's silent on our end, silent on the other side.
Cool. You feel... Yeah, as soon as Grib casts that, it's like when you watch people sneak up on people in a movie and they're like so quiet to the degree that it doesn't make any sense, like where you can't feel
right.
or hear.
We're full
hear them at all.
Splinter Cell mode.
Yes.
Rainbow Six.
Yeah, you guys have little green dots
yeah.
on your eyes of your night vision
Yeah, we've
goggles.
Become a Tom Clancy property.
Yeah.
The realism.
So this little SEAL team gains the benefits of the Pass Without Trace spell. Which way are you going officially?
We're going to bank right and head for that flapping panel of defense.
Okay, great. So you guys head that way. Any other preparations before we start this?
Should I take off my armor?
You can.
Is that a thing?
I mean, you could take
but if you're covered with Grib's stealth.
Pass without trace.
She's still at disadvantage, though. So like, say she rolls, like, a 1 and a 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
a 1 is a failure no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah. Or, right. like, yeah, it's just, like, there's an opportunity where she could get 2 bad rolls.
It would lower your AC if right. you take off your armor. You have to, like, unclick it or whatever. But however you feel.
Grib, in your expertise...
I think this is a stealth mission, so let's be stealthy. Mm. Let's anticipate that we won't need to put on our armor.
Okay, so I'm going to take it off.
And I'm going to rub some of this dirt under my eyes to cut down on the glare and better camouflage myself here.
You going to eat some more dirt?
No, I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to...
You just ate some, I caught you.
No, I wasn't eating it, I was tasting it just to know where we were.
Why would you taste it?
Let's go, shall we?
Great. So, yeah, Fred, now you don't have a disadvantage. And I'll say you, like, have it bundled up in a bag. So, while not, like, necessarily actually quiet, like, it's quiet enough that you don't get disadvantage. You guys start sneaking. Everybody give me your group stealth roll. So, everybody make a stealth roll. Wow.
I rolled a 26.
18.
I rolled a 19.
Cool. I'll roll for these guards.
Is that with your plus 10, guys?
I added 7.
No.
Oh, is it plus 10?
You get an additional 10 from Pass Without Trace. It won't show up on the
An tag, additional but, yeah. 10. So my roll was 18, and then it would actually be 28?
Correct.
Sick. I got a 28.
All right, so
27, or 29.
Roll for these two guards. Yeah, they do not... see or hear you. One guy rolled a nat 1, but a guy did roll a 19. Ooh. So would have been bad.
We got a hawk.
Wait, sorry, Freya, what did you get?
29.
Okay, yeah, great. So I mean, minus pass without trace, that means Freya would have failed.
Wow.
So keep that in mind.
That's true. Yeah. Wow.
Exciting.
So you guys sneak through this right side of the fence. You're able to pull up this metal, making sure that it doesn't clang. Like, you're following Cribbage through this area. He's scouting ahead a little bit, and you guys enter the first area of this base. So you enter into what appears to be like the outer rim of this work camp. There's like, in the distance, you hear a lot of what sounds like almost like a construction site, just like a lot of hammering, clanging of metal tools and stuff. But in this area, what you can see is the following. Straight ahead of you is a more interior wall. There's a second wall in front of you. To your left, you see this area that has been sort of turned into like a makeshift shelter, like kind of like where like a sleeping like home area, where there's all these like makeshift like lean-to animal furs. There's some small campfires. There's like dozens of scavengers seemingly on break over here. Right in front of you guys, the grade of the hill is like kind of lower, and you are in front of like sort of like a gravelly pit. So it's like a lower elevation that is like full of rocks and stuff that they've been like getting rid of.
Well, it seems to be a pretty sticky situation. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of seems like a lot of potential eyes to spot us.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering where exactly we're trying to head through here. I imagine Cribbage would have an understanding of where exactly we want to go to get further inside.
Cribbage looks up at and pipes up. He's like, yeah, I think we're just trying to get through this because everything else is just straight through.
Okay. Well,
they kind of change up the camp every now and then, so I don't know exactly, okay. But I know just going this way.
Well, we're still covered by Pass Without a Trace.
Yeah, can I make a perception check to sort of just see that, is there a clearer path or like a series of like, I don't know, tents or something that we can just like duck behind? Like, I just want to do like a perception.
Yeah, make a perception check.
Like a route check, I guess is what I'm struggling to say. 11.
There's not that many route options. Like, there's kind of like an open center area that you could like maybe sprint across if you were daring enough. But it also seems like this area to the right with all the like rubble and stuff is lower. It's like basically a pit, so it's like doesn't have the eye line of the people from the camp. It is like kind of like weird rocky terrain, so it'll be a little slow going. You could go that way. And then those are kind of the options. I think that you would see guys patrolling kind of through the center every now and then. But outside of that, that's really all that this area has.
Can I do a quick check for something that comes to my mind, which is if we're near sort of the barracks of these miners or whatever they're doing, would there be any clothing that would signify the Red Rustic Gang allegiance that we could maybe swipe and maybe cover ourselves in just in case we are spotted at any point? We would be lightly dressed like these people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally. But they are on the opposite side.
Okay.
Like if you guys are on the right side, they're all on the left side.
I feel you.
So it's, yeah, maybe, yeah, unfortunately.
Smart.
Maybe you could have gotten the stuff from the guys you guys already killed, but like,
too bloody.
I don't know that right here that there's an obvious option.
See, Cribbage, if you hadn't soaked that guy's uniform in his own blood, we could have waltzed through here dressed as one of them.
That's true. That's my bag.
No, Cribbage, you don't have to take that accountability.
Well, it seems like the only route is through the pit.
Let's press forward bravely and strongly.
Cool. So this pit is going to act like difficult terrain. So it's about 50 feet across. Yeah, so difficult terrain just means that you can only go half as far. So we're going to take some rounds to go across. So what's everyone's movement?
30.
30 feet.
30.
So everyone goes 30. So you guys can all go make another stealth check.
26 plus 10, 36.
16.
29.
There's a patrol that's going to come by, and I'm going to see if they notice on a 16. Rolled a 15.
Woo!
Sheesh.
So they did not see it as you guys dip into this pit. So you guys are about 15 feet through the tip. 15 feet through the pit.
Come on, baby.
As you are making your way through, it's just like you're noticing that it's like a bunch of like weird masonry and a lot of like rocks. Something tore through this mountain, and that's what they're clearing out, like this like bedrock and stuff. As you continue to go, you guys get another 15. As you're making this next leg of the journey, two more guys carrying carts of rubble approach the pit that you guys are in, and they're gonna dump that above your head. So as you look up, these carts spill out some huge pieces of rubble. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
A dexterity saving throw.
18.
20.
19.
Cool. So those are all high enough that you guys are able to dodge the rubble. If you got hit by it, you might have made a noise, etc. So that's good. So these guys just throw rubble around you. You quietly dodge it below. Continuing on, you guys get another 15 feet across, and another guy comes out with another wheelbarrow. Everybody make one more dexterity saving throw.
And this is just like soil, soot. There's no like physical things in the rubble that's being spilled.
It's big rocks.
Yeah.
I got a 10.
20.
Ooh. I got a 5.
Guys.
So Grib, and I'm going to roll for Cribbage. Oh, Cribbage also got a 5.
Cribbage.
So the three of you, a bunch of big rocks fall on your heads. Now make stealth checks as these rocks hit you. You're going to take a d6 of damage. So one, you both take 1.
Okay.
And 5 for Cribbage. Cribbage gets nailed by a rock. Everybody except for Freya make another stealth check.
I'm rolling hot 18s all night. 29, baby.
27, since I'm still under Grib's protection.
Great. You guys are able to stifle yourself from making any like loud noises or anything.
Using the skills I learned playing the game Punch, I'm able to silence the scream in my own throat.
Yes, of course, nothing to do with the magic.
Extremely safe, man. As you guys continue on, you get to the other end of this pit, finally.
Wow.
At this end, you're able to climb up to the edge of the pit, and there is another part of the fence that you can climb over.
Okay.
So you have to make a slightly higher, like a harder stealth check and a climb check to get over this. Everybody, if you can. And Grib, you only get hit for one, so I won't make you re-roll this, but we'll probably have to do concentration checks for things like that in the future with Pass Without Trace.
Okay, cool.
Can I ask a question about luck real quick? Do I need to determine before I roll something whether I'm going to use one of my...
Nope.
Sweet.
Yeah. Luck's really good.
Sick!
So you're outside this interior wall. It's about 15 feet high. Make athletics checks to climb over.
All right, let's go for it.
Is there any way I can try and create advantage for our situation by molding earth like a small step or staircase?
That could lower the DC. I don't know about advantage, though.
Yeah, I'm happy to do something that would lower the DC.
But you just have to make sure you don't do it. You have to do it quietly. So maybe like, I would say...
Well, it wouldn't make any noise in the Pass Without Trace sphere.
I mean, it would, you know, but like Pass Without Trace doesn't mean you make no noise.
Oh, it's just detection. Got it.
Yeah, you would have to make like a check to make sure that you're not making any noise.
What check?
You tell me. Let's what's Arcana? Your argument for it?
It'd be Arcana because it's magic.
I think your spells are probably more nature-based, so I would say a nature...
Great. Yes, sounds great. And that makes sense because it's earth, Mulder.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I might have blown it. A 7.
Okay, on a 7, the ground sort of rumbles as you start trying to do that. A guard from the center of the area guarding this one gate looks over, and he's going to walk over to you guys and peek at where the pit is or where that sound came from. So as he steps, what do you guys do?
Now, are there any other guards around? Like, if something happens to this guard, will other guards know immediately?
He doesn't see you guys yet.
Right.
It seems like there's one guy.
Yeah.
But he is walking your way.
This is what I'm wondering if it would make any sense to...
It's going to be like a 3-2-1. He's here. You guys got to make a choice right now.
Sorry, yeah, what was Devin saying?
You guys can just tell me if you're going to hide. Tell me if you're going to attack this man. Tell me what, I mean, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, let's hide. Let's try hiding.
Let's hide.
Cool. So you guys all make a stealth check.
Okay.
And I think with disadvantage because he was heading over.
Son of a bitch. So we rolled 2 and picked the low one?
Yes.
Are we still adding 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Rolled 17 and 19.
24 and 31.
29 and 28.
Wow. Okay. So this guy comes over and peeks into the pit. He only got a 10. So you guys, your stealth rolls are absurdly high. You're able to use the rocks that fell on your head to just like hide under them. And he sees nothing and he goes back over. So he is like kind of on alert now.
Terribly sorry.
Grib whispers.
So sorry, loves. Maybe next time you should just check with us before you cast a spell that moves the freaking earth.
Grib, I don't think you should apologize for anything.
Thank you.
You're always helping us.
I'm just trying my best, and it feels like I'm on a very critical eye. I really don't care for the amount of empathy that's being thrown around in this group since we read that fucking book.
You don't like the empathy? I won't give you any. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Yeah.
It all comes out.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
We have to press forward.
Okay. Yes.
You guys are dysfunctional, man.
Shh, credit, please.
So there is this little, like, it's still like a 15-foot tall fence right here. There's not a guard, like, above it or anything, but... Yeah, how would you guys like to proceed into this next area?
Well, I'm going to go for it.
You're going to go for it? Great.
I'm running and jumping over this thing.
Give me an athletics check.
Gladly.
As well as a stealth check.
An athletics check and a stealth check. Whew. Athletics is 10 and stealth is 18 plus 10, so 28. Could I maybe... I might use my luck to re-roll that athletics check.
That is not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Here's round 2. I got a 6.
Rufus, you clang into the side of this fence, but your stealth roll is high enough that you're able to like stop it from reverberating more. Mm-hmm. That guard is going to come back over here now. What are you going to do? You're hanging on a six. I don't think you got over the fence.
Right, so I'm still on the fence. There's no way for me to hide if this guy sees me, right?
I mean, you can... Yeah, I mean, you... I would say that since you are hiding now... on the edge of the fence as he's starting to walk over. What is everyone doing?
How bad is it? Can you tell me that?
I would also love to know how bad it is.
This is bad.
This is quite bad.
Extremely bad. He's going, but like there are gradients in between. Like, tell me what you do. Like, you can throw a rock. You can, you know, give me what you want to do in this situation.
I think
like,
I'm going to.
You're still kind of far away from that main, you know, portion of troops on the far left side who are taking a break. This guy is kind of by himself walking over to you guys.
I think I'm gonna just press myself flat against the fence and hope that something else happens.
Okay. This guy walks over to the edge of the fence. He is kind of above the guys in the pit, and he is looking at Rufus. Your cloak is kind of blending in, oddly, in the shadows with the fence. He's going to make a perception check on you.
You didn't want to throw a rock or anything.
As he is about to make his perception check, I whisper to Zwam, "I'm sorry, but it's time that you experience death." And I'm going to summon him 30 yards from where the guy's walking.
Oh my god.
As a distraction.
Okay. All right.
No.
I just want to make sure that I'm painting a clear picture, because if Swam appears as a distraction, everyone's on high
alert. The alarm is being raised.
Everyone knows that there's intruders.
Right.
I want to make sure that kind of
okay, because I saw it in my mind that he would get the one person to like look away and move away, and we could clear the fence and keep going. If that's not the case, then I'll hold off.
I don't know. I think that's a very specific way of looking at the situation.
Got it.
That probably wouldn't.
What, can I just throw my javelin at this guy?
Yes, for sure. And you have two attacks on a turn, right?
Yeah, I think I do now. Okay, here I go. All right, I'm going to roll for my javelin. Okay, I rolled a 24.
Nice.
Okay, that hits. Roll both attacks and then roll all the damage together.
I guess if I saw Freya just straight up ganking this dude, I would jump in.
Okay.
Okay, for my attack...
You can resolve that after this.
For my attacks, I rolled a 24 and a 12.
Let me check something... Okay, so Freya pops up. As this guy is starting to look at Rufus's shadow, Freya pops up, throws two javelins. One sticks into his shoulder, like bearing deep into his chest. The other one clangs off his shield. How much damage did you do?
Seven.
Seven damage. He's still standing, like eyes wide with fear. What do you guys do before he...
Let me shoot a freaking arrow at his mouth.
Okay, Rufus, roll your attack and damage.
Okay. The attack is a 26.
Roll damage.
Rolling damage. 8.
As this second javelin clangs off his shield, making kind of a lot of noise, Rufus, you pull your arrow back, shoot him in the head. He falls down dead. What do you guys do though? There's a dead body now next to the pit.
Well, we got to roll this sucker into the pit.
Is he close enough to grab and pull down into the pit?
Yeah, you have to kind of get out of the pit to do that, but yes.
I'll go for it.
I'll say that, yeah. I'll just say that Grib was able to, reach over and pull him into the pit, and yeah, let's just make a luck check to see what happens with this patrol guy, to see if he notices. Rolled a 19. So, this guy is, you see a patrol guard, pop out, look around. Kyle? looking around. And he doesn't see his friend. He's going to, let's just see. He's going to walk over this way. There is a second guard walking your way. What do you guys do? 3.
I'll shoot another arrow.
I'll cast a flame ball of produce flame.
Ooh.
All right. It's night. I'll say that.
Oh, motherfucker. Then I mean, there's literally nothing I can do then.
Yeah. I'll attack him with my greatsword too.
Cool. As he gets closer, he peers over into the pit. Freya, Rufus, take your attacks.
17.
Okay. That hits.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
7 damage.
Okay, Freya? 2 javelins.
Oh, sorry, I did greatsword. Should I do javelin?
Oh, greatsword, great. Yeah, whatever. Two
I did got an 8 and a 15.
Ooh, okay. The only thing that hits, unfortunately, is Rufus's arrow. How much damage did you do with the arrow?
It was 7.
Okay. I rolled 4 cribbage as well. You hit him for 7. Cribbage is going to pop up. He hits, and he's going to take a sneak attack. Okay, so he does... Cribbage smokes this guy with a throwing dagger to the
face.
With
a throwing dagger?
He that dagger that he used, he just chucks it in that guy's head. Wow. He falls down. We have another dead body, though. And probably a bit of a ticking clock.
We hope that you enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes. That was DM'd by the one and only Zach Oyama, and the players were Victoria Longwell, Jacob Waisaki, and Devin Field. Remember, if you're enjoying Rotating Heroes, then please go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, which is where you can get early access to all of the episodes. You can get them in full as well, so not part 1 and part 2, and you can also get the exclusive talkbacks, which is where the crew dissect and talk about everything that happened in obviously totally the most serious possible way. So, why I don't even know why you'd think anything else. This episode has been edited and produced by Zach Oyama and Jasper William Cartwright.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.